into this new year with our arms wide open, God. With our arms open to God, and our eyes open, God, and our ears open, and our hearts open to all that you have for us, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we walk with fire in our hearts, God. Lord, I pray for a burning to begin within the bellies, hallelujah. Lord, in our spirit, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that there be a glow of your spirit, God, that ignites something within these people, God, and within our hearts, God, this night, God. I pray for increase. Come on, people. Increase in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, with our arms wide open, God, hallelujah. Pour out tonight, God. Pour out, God, hallelujah. Pour into these vessels here tonight, God. Pour in, God, right now, God. Fill up these vessels, hallelujah, with hearts open, God, hallelujah. Lord, these aren't just words, God, but we mean it with all of our heart, God. Our hearts, our hands, our arms open wide to receive what you have for us, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, thank him. Thank him, hallelujah. Thank him for what's in store. Thank him right now. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, thank him, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we declare, hallelujah, the victories that you have for us, God. Ah, hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you for the victories, God. Thank you for the strength that you give us, God. In the power of your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Bless his name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, give me some drums. Come on, bless his name. Praise unto God. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to shout for victory. Hallelujah. Just shout unto God. Bless his holy name. Holy is our God. Hallelujah. And worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like our God. Hallelujah. There's none like our God. Hallelujah. He deserves all our praise. Hallelujah. He deserves our praise. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, Jesus. Come on, say it. You're worthy, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Lord, I open my arms to you, God. For me, God, I say yes. Come on, somebody say yes. Yes unto God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah, unto Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. I just felt we just needed to do that. Is that right? He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. We got back. We've been off for a little while, the whole team together. But it's good to be back. Amen. To be back blessing the Lord and just singing his praise. And I don't want these to be, I want this to be a year that I just feel some things in my heart. I'm just going to share a few things, but feel that we just got to stay focused. I want our praise to increase. Amen? Come on, I want our praise to increase. Sometimes, listen, I don't want us to feel uncomfortable. I want us just to be free to worship. Amen? Come on. Tell someone, be free. Be free. Be free to worship. Bless his holy name and just enjoy the Lord in his presence. And, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I want to share a few things here. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Before I get going, I just kind of got caught in something started thinking about something, because yesterday the world almost ended. I don't know if you knew that or not. Did you know that? Yeah, it did. We lost our internet. And between, if it was up to my daughter, it seemed like the world was ending. You know, and as we started, you couldn't get it going, man. What am I going to do? You know, it's funny how that, you know what, you live in one generation, you go to another generation, how things change, you know, it's funny. But, you know, and we just didn't have it. And I called Randy. I need to call Randy, yeah. But as I began to think about this, I thought about this for a minute, and we lost our connection. And as I began to think about this, I was thinking about us losing connection and how that we've lost connection. And I don't want to lose connection. I don't want to lose the flow of the Spirit. I don't want to lose what God has for us. Amen. And sometimes we get caught up in different things and we lose a connection that is there, but sometimes it's what we're doing to get to it. And I began to see how that was some of the things, the symptoms of losing your connection. And listen to this. Some of them are, these are the 10 tips of making your home Wi-Fi network. So this will help you. If it doesn't help you spiritually, maybe it'll help you this way. And it says this, it says, put your router near the center of the house. I want you to think of your router as your heart. Come on, amen. And it says that you need to put it in the center. Tell somebody you got to put it in the center of the house. Listen, if you need a good connection, your heart, Jesus needs to be in the center of your heart. Amen. Right here. Tell someone right here. Come on, amen. To get that connection. And maybe He is, so that we got to see something and see that the next thing is that you need to lift up your router off the ground. Because maybe your heart might be sinking. Maybe you might be in a sad place where you feel like you're all by yourself, or you're letting the things around you cause you to get down on the ground to a lower place. You need to put your router, you need to lift up your heart unto the Lord. Amen? Come on, hallelujah. Amen. I want us to get this too. I want us to be a church where that we worship God, and when people come in, that they just flow right with us. Come on, that they're not afraid to step right into the river of the Lord. Amen? So we need to lift up our hearts. We need to be mature in a place where that we don't have to lift our hearts up off the ground. They're already off the ground because it's the center of the house. Amen? Is Jesus the center of the house? Woo! And He says, try to put your router in a room where you often use the internet. Okay, we just put that. Keep your router out in the open. I like this. You need to keep it out in the open. You know, I thought about that, and I thought, you know what? We need to put ourselves, our faith, out in the open. I want us to think about that and think that sometimes if you're not willing to express what you have, if you're not willing to express it, if you're not willing to share what you have, I want you to hear that. That is the one thing that we need to do, because sometimes if you have a light, you need to let it shine. You can't smother it. You can't put it under a bushel. No, you got to let it show. Come on, amen. That you are light into the world, and I'm going to get into a scripture where that it declares that it's important for us to let our light shine. We need to let our light shine, and we need to be a witness to those around us. You need to be open. You need to let your heart out there. Amen? Amen. Listen, and you need to keep your router away from other electronics. Sometimes I want you to know that we need to keep our heart away from other things. We need to focus, and because sometimes other things get a distraction or cause us to lose our connection. You know what I'm talking about, son? Come on. There's some things that cause us distractions. There's some things that cause us to lose our connection. Don't let things, tell someone don't let things, cause you to lose your connection. I don't know if you've been in situations, I'm taking this off. Sorry. Your pastor got this place so warm. Say thank you, come on. I ran around here so much, I warmed it up for you. Sat in every pew. They warm? I sat there a real long time to make sure hers was warm. I don't want to hear. Position your antennas vertically. Come on, listen. You need to lift them up. Somebody lift up your antennas. Amen. Lift up your antennas. So I want you, this think about that. We need to keep ourselves open. Do you know the position that you're opening yourself up? You know what? It might seem like it's just, it might seem foolish, but I want you to know that sometimes God will cause us or let us do things that are foolish because our pride, because we're worried about what other people think, or we're worried about being open with our connection with God. So if someone sees you lift up your hands, I want you to know it's a great opportunity. What are you doing? I'm worshiping God. What are you doing? Well, listen, remember when you were in high school, in school? Do you remember when you knew the answer? What did you do? I'm going to say it again. When you knew the answer, what'd you do? You, whoo, 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 whoo. Remember Horshack? Whoo, whoo, whoo. I already did it. Is that how he did it? Yeah. You can do it, kids. Yeah, there you go. Lifting up your hands, amen? Come on, whether you will lift, because when you know the answer, you're going to lift up your hands. Because you want to share that answer. I got the answer. You got a secret. You got something you want to share. So you need to lift up your hands. And you need to measure the signal of your strength. The strength of your signal. Now, I thought about that. And I thought, wow, I want you to know that every one of us need to do this every year. From the moment we start right now, we need to measure our signal. We need to measure our heart to say, God, where am I at with you? Lord, I don't want this to be ritual. I don't want this to be tradition. But I want my heart to be open to God, Lord, I hear from you. Come on, amen. I want my heart, I want to be a place where there's nothing blocking the connection. That I have a strong signal with God, amen. That I have a strong connection with the Lord. That my strength is at full capacity. That there's nothing blocking. That I don't have nothing hidden in my heart. Whether I'm not open to God to say, here I am, God. Here I am, that I'm not hiding from that. Because listen to me, I want you to know, I remember when I used to do things bad, that one thing I used to hide from my father. Because if he just looked at me, I knew that he would know. I'm sorry. He was good that way. Wouldn't say words, quiet. But man, I just wouldn't know. What's wrong? I'm sorry, Daddy. And I would confess. Because I didn't want nothing blocking the connection I had with my father. Amen? You have strong. You can do that on your own. Configure your own router software. Check to see if your internet service provider is the problem. Check if your internet provider is the problem. You got to find out who's your provider. And if you're having a problem, your provider, you're probably choosing the wrong provider. It might just be you. Come on, tell your neighbor it might just be you. If things are sometimes going wrong, you might be the one that's trying providing, and we can't be our own. Amen. He needs to be my provider. Hallelujah. He needs to be my strength. I need to trust in Him. And when I can trust in my own self, then there's the problem. So the problem sometimes is the provider who's carrying the strength, who's carrying the load. It might just be me and not God. Last one. If all else fails, buy new equipment. Listen, when all else fails, you need to get a new heart. You need to put your heart right with God. And we need to put ourselves in a place where we say, God, Lord, here, David cried, he says, that I can have a clean heart. I want to have a clean heart. And as all the messes that David got in, he was always at a place where he desired that his heart to be clean before God. Search me, God, that you would know me. Amen, that he would know me. All right, let's look at 2 Corinthians 1. Trying to use my technology more. Trying. It doesn't always do what I tell it. I mean, it's not me. It's the internet, yes. Yeah. Listen, I want you to see something. I just want to share with you tonight. I believe that I was always just in the Word and this week and I got some time. Thank God I didn't have to go outside that much this week. But who knows about next week. But I began to think about how that God began to put in my heart about momentum. About momentum. And about what momentum is. And about how that we need to move in momentum. As men and women of God, that we need to press in momentum. And listen what the word momentum means. It means a property of a moving body that the body has by virtue of its mass and motion that is equal to the product of the bodies of mass and velocity. A property of moving body that determines the length and time required to bring it to the rest when under the action of a constant force. While it is under the action of a constant force. Tell someone constant force. Momentum is having a force behind you, hallelujah, pressing you on. Pressing you on. and strength or force gained by motion or by a series of events. By motion of a series of events. I want you to understand something, that, listen to me, that God, there's always moments of momentum that we can grab hold of in our lives. And it's those moments in our lives. What do we do with the moment of momentum that we have that's in our lives? Listen to me, that just like tonight, you have opportunity, we have opportunities, we come before God to take the momentum of what we gain together as a body. I want you to see this, that we gain together in worship and in praise as we gain that momentum. Let it begin to be the driving force with you as you press on, as you go on week after week, that we press on, that we continue to let the momentum begin to build. Did you ever see a snowball where that thing can start so small, but when that thing starts so small and it begins to gather what's around it, and it begins to roll down the hill, as that thing begins to go, it becomes a greater force than it was when it began. Listen to me, I want my life to move in momentum to be a greater force spiritually than it was when it began. And we need to question our hearts, have I moved on spiritually in momentum with God? I'm asking me, I want to ask myself, I want to ask us as a church, as 10 years, I want to begin to move with momentum that we don't stop, but sometimes there's things that we let delay us, that cause us to get in the way of the momentum of the force that is moving us. It's letting that force move us. Amen? Listen, 2 Corinthians. Blessed be God, even the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, that the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Say all comfort. I want you to see the rhythm that's taking place here. Something that is moving, a force that's moving, that they're trying to get them to connect to. Because I want you to know that the Corinthians at this moment, in this time, were being derailed as a church. They were being upset off of the rhythm and the momentum that they had from the moment Jesus Christ ascended and gave them their decree and declared to them, go ye into the world. I want you to hear this, that listen, we can't lose momentum because of things that are around us or that we let get in our way to keep us from moving. And he began to declare, he says, God is our comfort. He says, blessed, he says, the Father of mercies, God of all comfort. He's the God of all comfort. Next, who comforted us in all our tribulation. It is He that comforts us in tribulation. It says, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. I want you to catch this. I want you to see this because there's a rhythm here. It's like that snowball. I just want you to get this in the Scripture because He's laying something down. There's something that's gaining ground here, and it happens when we realize that God is my comfort. I want you to know that I am nothing for you or to your neighbor or to anybody in this church. He's trying to get them to realize how valuable you are to your neighbor, how valuable you are to your children, to your church, to your community, to those that are around you. Am I making sense? He says, and listen, you've got to realize that, know that He's your comforter. And when you know this, I want you to know that when you're going through tribulations and things in your life, you need to let God comfort you. Build up your strength. Because in those moments that you'll be able to comfort those that are around you, that you have something. Listen, I want to have something for those around us. I want to have something for my neighbor. I want to be able to comfort you. I don't want to be in a place of anger or disgruntled or a place where I'm not in unity, that I can't speak into your life because I have something against you. I want you to think of somebody that you just have a hard time with. What would you do? Are you in an open place whether you're willing to let God speak to your heart to love on that person? Can you go beyond that? Help me tonight. Can you go beyond that? Say, I need a comfort. And he says, comfort them that are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. Because we are comforted by God. We have something to give. There's a force behind us. that if we let it go, hallelujah, if you're willing to let it shine, if you're willing to be opened up, or you're willing to let yourself in the midst of the pains and the sufferings, listen to me, don't let the sufferings, don't let the things that you went through last year go to pass. Use them this year for somebody to comfort. Come on, church, help me. Listen to me, use those things. I want you to stop. I want you to go home tonight, tomorrow, and I want you to meditate in the things that you went through. Don't let that go without using those things, hallelujah, for the glory of God. Using those things, say, God, how can you use me to speak? Because your life's valuable. The things you went through, whether you had a loss, whether you went through things, whether you've been hurt, you've been broken, whatever that thing is, use it for the glory of God, and you will find comfort in the midst of doing that. Some of you say, oh, I'm just so miserable, I don't listen to that. Because I want you to see that your life is valuable. That God wants to use you as a vessel to pour into another. And we're not just dumping out what we have without dumping it into somebody else. Next verse. For all the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. The things that you go through are for the glory of God. I want you to know that don't get angry with the things that we go through, but you need to turn it back to God. Give it to God. And it says, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether be comforted. It is for your consolation and salvation. It is for you. Tell your neighbor, it's for you. Ah, come on, we don't like that. But I want you to know it is for you. Because when you're comforted and know that God's for you and not against you, you're willing to share it with somebody else. You know why some people are afraid, why our church is always, we're afraid to go out and share it. Why? Because you're struggling with whether or not we believe whether or not God's for us or against us. Sometimes people are struggling because they're believing, really, does God forgive me? And how can I ask someone to come to church and be forgiven if I struggle with God believing, forgiving me? Those are real issues. Come on. Huh? Those are real issues. Next verse. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you also be of the consolation, hallelujah, of the blessings, of the reward of what is in Christ. Listen to me, the force that causes you to have momentum, you are participant, that it is the consolation, it is the prize that you gain from letting that momentum, from agreeing with it, from flowing in faith, letting it cause you to move, amen? Causing you to move, to begin to build momentum. He says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of the trouble which came to pass in Asia, that we were pressed. Listen, I want you to get this. Listen, they were pressed, that they were in a place where that things were, that I don't want to get into the whole thing, but Diana was the one that that they worshipped. She was a goddess that they worshipped. And some of these things were causing them, what they were doing by them, their testimony, what they were sharing. They were suffering because they were sharing what Christ did for them, that He was the answer. And because of that, others came against Him. They came up against it and they tried to stop the momentum of the church. I'm not going to let anything stop the momentum that God has built up. Amen? Come on, help me. I'm not going to stop. Even whether it's my personal life, whether it's the church, whether it's with your life, I don't want to stop that momentum. I want to encourage you to let it roll, baby. Come on, to let it roll. Listen, that momentum hasn't stopped rolling from the moment the stone was rolled away from the grave. Hallelujah. And he says, don't be angry. We are pressed out of measure. Listen, they were pressed out of measure. I want you to get this. Sometimes you're pressed out of measure. You're pressed beyond your capacity. But I want you to know that stretching, hallelujah, is not for you to quit or to give up. But that stretching is so that God can cause you to go beyond your boundaries and borders so that He can fill you up. Tell your neighbor, fill you up. That He can fill you up with what He has. Don't be stagnant in just that place of where you were yesterday or last year. But we need to let the momentum build up so that we're expanded, that we're pressed above our strength, above strength, that we're pressed above strength. I want you to know that those moments, because God wants us, He knows how we are, that we get comfortable in our strength. We get comfortable in what we know. We're a people. There's sometimes some people won't change the way they dress or the way they look. Listen, I thank God because I'll say it. I did have a mullet, kind of. You're supposed to help me through this, not... Me and Matt had mullets. But it was cute. It was really cute. But I had one. But listen to me. I knew there'd come to a place where that I had to change it, that I felt like I needed to get modern, a little bit more modern, and I did, and I got my hair. I remember Jana that goes here. I said, Jana, you go ahead and do what you think looks okay. I don't know what else she could do now, because it's over, you know what I mean? Maybe die a little bit. But I was trying to grow a goatee for a week, and my wife said, No, that ain't working. Okay, honey. But listen, I want you to see this and know that the momentum, he says, beyond our strength, because we try to do it in our strength. We try to be strong in our own. But God knows that. And sometimes I want you to know that God lets us fall on our face sometimes so that we can look back and say, God, I need you. If it wasn't for those things in our lives, we would go on in our own strength and our own ability, failing, going through the same thing year after year. I'm tired. I want to don't do that. I want to break away from that. I want to break away from the momentum that builds up in the rolling of God, movement of God that happens in my life and things sometimes getting away. I need to break away from that. I need to move into His strength and be empowered by the force that presses me and not in the surroundings. And so much that we despaired even of life, that even we were a place. He's saying, these are the leaves you're saying. Sometimes we've been in a place where it's been hard, but we're not going to let the momentum stop. We're not going to let it stop. Hallelujah. We're not going to let it stop, but we're going to press on and keep going. I think that is the next verse. He says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, in ourselves, in ourselves, say in ourselves. There's a sentence of death in yourselves, in trusting in your own strength, in your own abilities, in what you have on your own. He says that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Next verse. Who delivered us from the great death and doth deliver, in whom we trust, that we will yet, that he will yet deliver us. Let's stop. Who delivered, say delivered. He has delivered us in the past. I want you to get this. He is delivering us. Say today. See, this is what we got to see. Because every day, because what we need to focus and know that He is my deliverer, not just yesterday, but today and tomorrow. He is the God of yesterday, the God of today, and the God of tomorrow. I want you to know that I need delivered from some things today. I needed things delivered from me yesterday. And if I stand to myself and I say, well, I don't need delivered from lying, you're a liar. You need delivered from lying. Because we all do. Because there's things that we hold back from God. There's things that we hold back. There's things that we hurt from deep within our hearts. And we're not willing to let God deliver us and heal us because we're standing in our own strength. In whom we trust that we will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. I want you to know, we got to understand something, that spiritually I am delivered. I am delivered. I'm delivered already. But I want you to know that emotionally and mentally, within my mind and my flesh, I'm being delivered every day. I want to let God deliver me, because listen to me, because if we stand and we say that, we got to know that God is working something out of us. He's pulling us and stretching us that He can fill us up, that He can use us. And all in the midst of that, He says, when you're going through this, remember, I'm your comfort. That's how the whole thing began. I am your comfort. Whew. We got to get it. I want to grab hold of that. We can't let anything stop our momentum. Don't reach back to the things in the past. Because it will hold you back from gaining momentum. That's what we do sometimes when things are rolling. We reach back to try to reach back, hold on to things. They took the ark and they were moving the ark. And the first thing they did is where they got in trouble. Is what they do? They tried to put their hands on it when it was shaking. They tried to control it. We lose momentum when we try to control God. God says, go ahead. Go ahead. I want God to roll. Amen? Listen to this. Exodus 14, 11. You okay? Listen to this. We know this scripture, but I want you to understand and know that we can't let anything disrupt our momentum. The children of Israel just came off an unbelievable force that was pushing them. It was God's hand that delivered them. Say delivered them. He delivered them. We got to understand that you are delivered, but we got to know, and we need to replace our hearts to know that He is delivering us. And we would be totally delivered. But in the midst of all that thing that we're going through, they were walking through the wilderness. They were pumped up. Listen, it was after a service. They got delivered. They got things happening in your life. Come on. Did God do anything in your life that you remember that something happened you were so excited about? Okay, thank you. Come on. Did God ever do anything for you that you knew in this? You're saved. Tell someone I'm saved. I'm saved and I'm not ashamed. So here they are, he got this momentum and it's building and it's rolling and it's going. And as this thing was pressing them, they were going on and they were so excited as they got there, just dancing. They're like, we're not slaves no more. We're so excited. Something was happening. But I want you to know, as they were moving, each moment they were going, God was expanding them. God was going to bring them to a place because there was something within them to be delivered out of them. They left Egypt. They left Egypt, but Egypt was still in their hearts. I want you to know that God knows what's in your heart. We need to give it to Him and say, God, here I am. He knows what's in our heart. And at that moment, God was delivering what was in their heart because they came to the edge. And as they came to that place, they came to the edge of the Red Sea and they were pressed on every side. Things were coming against them. The momentum was stopped because they came to that place. I want you to know that sometimes it feels like you're stopped, but we need to trust God in the midst of that thing. Trust God that we're going to get through those things. Don't let the momentum stop. And the moment they got to that place that they began to blame God. See, God knew that there was something in their hearts. And it came out. But don't let it go wasted. Stop at that moment and say, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, God. Give me the strength to get through this thing. I don't want to be too proud. I don't want to be left in Egypt. I don't want to die in these places, but I want to trust you. They thought that God was against them and not for them, and they had to deal with it right then and there. And they put their money where their mouth was, and they said, all right, and God brought them across that thing, and the winds were blowing, Randy. Sometimes the winds are blowing, and we look at the winds, and we think the things that are coming against us are going to destroy us, that the stretching, the things we're going through, the sufferings, the things that we're going through in our lives are to destroy us. I want you to know that wind that was blowing was God. Because what it was doing, it was drying up the mud that was under their feet that was causing them to be stuck from the past. The wind of the Spirit was blowing so strong that they felt like, oh man, I'm going to get blown over. I want you to know, trust in God, because it's not going to destroy you, but it's going to deliver you. Come on, it's not going to destroy you, but it'll deliver you if you let it. If you let it. The momentum built up. So here they are. They go and they cross the Red Sea and they're excited. The momentum's building. But little do they know, they go a little longer. God's working on their hearts. But they're still not a place. There's still some growth in their lives. And they get to the place where that they were going to go into the promised land. They sent some spies in it. Y'all know this story. They sent spies into the promised land. And when they came back, they tasted of it. They seen it. And when they came back, they had a negative report. Their mindset wasn't changed. Something in their hearts, the way they seen themselves, the way they seen God, the way they seen their enemies, was stopping the momentum. I want you to know that we need to be aware that we don't let our momentum stop in our spiritual walk with God. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? We need to let it build. This was a powerful moment. And as they went to that place, it says, and they went there, and it says they come back. And Joshua and Caleb says, oh man, he says, there's milk and honey that flows from this place. And the other ones were there, says, yeah, but he says, there's giants, and they look at us like we're grasshoppers. See, that's what they thought about themselves. I want you to know the grasshoppers are like locusts. And in Joel, it speaks of how that the locust, it went from crawling on the ground to creeping on the ground to growing wings to flying. There's a stage that it goes one step to the other. Listen to me, if I don't let the momentum build in spiritual, my spiritual walk with God, and I let these things come in mindsets, rule me and stop my momentum, get in the way, I need to break them. And God was declaring to them that each one of these things went from one to the other, and then it went to a place where they were flying. And you couldn't even catch them. I want you to know that sometimes we can't let our thoughts, we can't let things get out of control, but we got to keep the momentum going spiritually in our hearts and run after God. Let our hearts beat after God. Don't let things come up and cause us to be distracted and cause us to have strippings and to cause us to quit and to stop and to run away, but to run after God. Amen? But I want you to see this and understand that in the midst of all this, listen, have you seen this old thing? I want you to see. I want you to be encouraged with this one word. There was another man. His name was John the Baptist. Man, and last week when I shared that I thought it was so funny that they shared his diet. Until I remembered, this is momentum. Listen to me. I want you to know that the children of Israel were coming out of the wilderness. Were had an opportunity to come out, and their momentum got stopped. But here's an example. They had a murmuring spirit of the things they were suffering, they were going through, and complaining and angry, and they let everything they went through be of naught because they didn't enter the promised land. But there was a man named John the Baptist, and he was coming up out of the wilderness. He was coming out of the wilderness place, and he had a different message. He had the gospel in his heart, and it says that he had honey on his lips. The Bible says that the bride of Christ has honey on her tongue. And that speaks of the message. It speaks of a message, a delivering message, a message of resurrection life, of the good news. Tell your neighbor the good news. He had a different message. I want you to know that we need to change our message. We need to go in this year with momentum building. And as it was going, it says that I thought about Samson. I thought about Samson. Remember the riddle that he had? The riddle about the lion? He says, and there was honey that was in the lion. Lion speaks of a resurrected Savior, that he was dead. And in the midst of that carcass of a lion, they found honey. There's a message in the death of Jesus Christ that I can grab hold of that has given me momentum to move out of the wilderness place and to have victory. Amen? And I want you to see that as he came out of that place, he had a message. And it says that he was eating grasshoppers. He didn't let his mindset be changed, but he didn't let those things grow up. They let those ones look at them as they were grasshoppers. And he says, you give me those grasshoppers, I'll eat them. He was victorious. And it says that he had the coat of a camel. And that means this. I want you to know that camels are what carries you out of your wilderness season. And camels are the burden bearers. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is our burden bearer that will carry us, comfort us out of our wilderness and take us out of us into the promised land, into the message, into what God has for me. Come on, this year, I'm not going to let those things in the past keep my momentum from mowing today, but I'm going to move. Amen? Tell your neighbor, move. Say today. 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 I want you to know that he told them people, children of Israel, he said this to them. He said, today, I will do a great thing. Today. I want you to know that, listen to me, God does it today. Momentum starts today. It starts on the ground in an agreement with God today. Don't let yourself be caught up in, well, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to get things together. Because you'll lose traction of today. But you make decisions today. Listen, I want us as a church to go in this year with a new fire in our hearts. The Bible says in Philippians 3:14, it says the press, tell your neighbor, press, to the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Press. Press. We need to press the high calling. I don't want to have lower things that distract me to keep the momentum from flowing that gets me off track. But I want to aim for the high calling that's in Christ. Nothing lower, nothing smaller. I don't want to settle for less, but I want to aim for the high calling. I want you to know that, listen to me, when you aim for God, you aim for God, you can't miss. When you put your heart after God, say, God, I'm coming. Lord, I'm moving towards you. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit. Keep your eyes on Christ. Would you stand your feet? I press to the mark for the prize of the high calling. I want you to hear that. Say, high calling. Lord, I pray with this message, God, I just declare for our eyes to be open. I pray to God, Lord, that we just stop and we just check our connection, we check our hearts. Pray to God, Lord, that we can honestly ask, am I giving my heart to God? Am I pressing forward? Am I letting my momentum, the things that God has already done in my life, stop me from moving forward? And if I do, I ask forgiveness right now. I lay it before you right now. That right now, from this moment on, God, that I gain the momentum that you've declared me to have. I pray right now for strength upon this body, upon this people. I pray for a love for this church, for your body like never before. I just declare it in your name. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on, I don't want this moment to go past without us not thinking or knowing that I'm not losing momentum. I'm not going to let disunity cause me to lose momentum. I'm not going to let unforgiveness cause me to lose momentum. I'm not going to let the things of the world cause me to lose momentum. I'm not going to let idols cause me to lose momentum. I'm not going to let adversity, I'm not going to let the enemy cause me to lose momentum. I'm not going to let past mindsets and things that were in the past cause me to lose momentum for this year. Lord, you make all things new. So we declare it in your name right now. And we open our hearts to you as we end the service. In Jesus' name, amen. And we will declare, without a shadow of a doubt, that we're... Amen. Come on, love on somebody. Don't forget, if she's got the... She's got the disciple class. I like, don't forget, that really, really love you to have whoever can. If you can't get in this class, there'll be another one, so...